الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected sisters, I greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we send our salutations, our durood, our salam upon the world's greatest human being, the best creation of Allah, the coolness of our eyes, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. It is a great bounty of Allah, the fadl of Allah, that He has blessed us with this beautiful month. Amongst the months, there is this sacred month in which is an abundance of mercy, rahma, maghfira, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the month of sales. Our hearts are drawn towards sales. This is a month of sales and the rain of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the purpose of this month? Is mahine ka maqsad kya hai? Allah farmate hai, la'allakum tattaqoon, taake tum parhezgar ho jao, so that you become God-fearing. You mend your connection with Allah. One is the outer body, the other is the inner. Yes, we will abstain from food and drink. However, the purpose, the maqsad of fasting is ke dil mein taqwa aa jaye, Allah ki parhezgari aa jaye, Allah se muhabbat paida ho, Allah ki marifat ho, that we build a connection with my and your Allah. We build love and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu amal ibn Adam yudha'afu alhasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha ila 700 di'af. That admi ka har amal ka ajr, the reward of every person is multiplied by a minimum 10 times up to 700 times. This is the mercy of the Allah. Ke agar admi koi ek amal karega, if a person does a righteous action, then it could be multiplied by up to 700 times. Can you imagine? You give a pound in the path of Allah, you will be rewarded as though you have spent at least 700 pounds in the path of Allah. This is discount. This is no 50%, 100%, 200%. This is my and your Allah. However, قال الله تعالى, Allah says, إِلَّا الصَّوْم, except for fast. روزے اس سے مستثنا ہے. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ. Allah says that my beloved servant, میرا بندہ میری بندی, روزہ رکھ رہی ہیں میرے خاطر, are fasting for my sake. They abandon their food, they abandon their drink, they abandon their desires only for my sake. So I myself will be the reward for the fasting person. Subhanallah. کہ اللہ ہی آپ کا ہو گیا, اللہ ہی ہمارا ہو گیا. If Allah has become ours, we need none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان, کہ روزے دار کے لئے دو خوشیاں ہیں. That there are two moments of happiness for a fasting person. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. As you can imagine, number of hours of fast, a hot summer's day, you've been toiling, and by Maghrib, by sunset, you are hungry, you are thirsty, you are exhausted. The only thing you now desire is some sips of water to quench your thirst. The only thing you desire is some food to stave your hunger. You have no other desire but to stave the hunger. Imagine the happiness you receive upon the drops and the sips of water going down the throat. Now the person who has been silent, who has been upset, with a grumpy face sitting Zohar Asr time, suddenly a big fat smile appears on the face. Why? They have staved their hunger. Ye ek khushi hui. And the second happiness is, guess what? Inda lika'i rabbih. When the people will be resurrected from the graves, when the sun will be above their heads, when people will be sweating, when the people will be worried and fleeing from each other. Nafsi, nafsi. There, whilst everyone will be worried, everyone will be anxious, ye banda, ye bandi, this servant, upon meeting their Lord, will be full of happiness and khushi. Why? Because of the reward my Allah would have prepared for them. So there may be some struggle, there may be some difficulty. However, the reward by Allah is grand. وَلَا خُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And the smell emanating from the fasting person's mouth, أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, وہ اللہ کے نزدیک مشک کی خوشبو سے زیادہ پسندیدہ ہے, is more beloved, more pleasant to Allah than the fragrance of musk. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ, and fast is a dal, is a shield from sins. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that there'll be many a people who will be fasting, but they will receive nothing from their fast. إِلَّا الْجُوعِ, but hunger. They'll stand in the night prayer, they will receive nothing except for wakefulness. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We fast not only to abstain from food and drink, but to nurture our souls, protect the eyes from looking at wrong, protect the ears from listening to wrong, protect the heart from entertaining wrong. Ye aankhon ka bhi roza, kaanon ka bhi roza, ye zaban ka bhi roza, ye dil ka bhi roza. Protect your limbs from wrong. Allah will purify your hearts. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, تَاكِ اللَّهَ كَا دھیان تمہارے دلوں میں بیٹھ جائے. You become forever conscious of Allah. Imagine if you stay away from food and drink from sunrise or from subah sadiq till sunset, and you stay away from the permissible food and drink because of the awareness and the consciousness of Allah, will now this person commit any sin? Fully aware that my Allah is watching me. Inna Allaha alimun bi dhati sudur. Ke Allah dilo tak ki razo ka janne wala hai. Allah knows the secrets of our hearts. So if we know my Allah is watching me, if we know my Allah is hearing me, if we know that my Allah listens to the whispers of my heart, will we then look at wrong? Will we then listen to wrong? Will we then speak the wrong? It's not only you and the other. Ek sunne wala aur bhi hai, wo Allah hai. It's not only two in the room. Thalith, unme se teesra kaun hai? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hai. So this is the consciousness and the awareness of Allah that we must inculcate in us. Fil jannati thamaniyatu abwab. In Jannah there are 8 gates. From amongst the gates of Jannah, there is one which is called Rayyan. لا يدخله إلا الصائمون. And only the fasting people will be entering from that door. الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد. Subhanallah. People are lowered in the graves. There's ants and beetles and scorpions and snakes. And fire is lit. There's punishment and the angels of punishment there. However, in the midst of this, الصيام والقرآن, the fasting and the Quran will form a barrier between you and the hellfire, you and the punishment. يشفعان للعبد, they will intercede to Allah. يقول الصيام, the fast will say, أي ربي, اي میرا پروردگار, إني منعته الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه. کہ روزے دار کہے گا, میں نے اس کو دن میں کھانے اور خواہشات سے روکا تھا, that I had prevented him from eating and fulfilling desires throughout the day. لہذا اس کے بارے میں میری سفارش قبول فرما. O Allah, I ask for his intercession, for his salvation. Isi tara the Quran, the word of Allah will say, oh Allah, mana'tuhum nawma bil layl. She could have easily slept at night. They stood in the night prayer. They prayed the Quran before you. So I prevented them from sleep at night. Meri sifarish ko kabul farma. Fayushaffa'ani. Chunanche dono ki sifarish kabul ki jayegi. And the jahannam and the punishment will be moved away because of the Quran and because of fasting. So when we fast, we mustn't only do so because it's a chore, but rather do it because you love to fast. You want to mend your relationship with Allah. You want it to intercede on behalf of you. Ke aap Quran par ho, when you read the Quran, ke ye dhyan ho, hada kalamu rabbi, ye mere parwardigar ka kalam hai. This is the speech of my Lord. Shed the tears. Express a trembling voice. Pray from within your heart. Try and understand the Quran, because this Quran will come and protect you. Similarly, when you fast, there may be hunger, there may be thirst, there may be difficulty, but there is pleasure in that difficulty. There is pleasure in that happiness. If a person has an illness and they are to be treated, they'll go through the operation, the surgery, the needle, because they know that there is ease and success and health and goodness in the temporary suffering. Similarly, when there is some suffering, we bear it, we tolerate it. Hum usko bardash kare khushi se ke haan thode dino ki musibat hai, a calamity of few days, but eternal happiness, eternal joy. Isi tarah in the early morning when you're partaking from the sahri meal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, tasaharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka. Eat the pre-dawn meal. Indeed, in the pre-dawn meal, there is barakah. I know you're tired. I know you wouldn't mind few minutes, few moments of sleep. I know you may not be hungry or thirsty at sahri time, but fulfill the sunnah, and even if a little bit. Why? Usme barakat chupi hui hai. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-mutasahhirin. Allah causes his rain of mercy to descend upon those who are eating the sahri. And I salute our mothers and sisters. As for the men folk, they may wake up, offer a few rakats of tahajjud, pray some Quran, eat the sahri, move on. But the preparations prior to sahri and iftari, the cleaning up, the preparations and the cleanliness afterwards, it's a whole responsibility in itself. Now again, we mustn't for a moment assume that we do it because it's our duty or responsibility to do so. But rather do it as an ibadat, as a worship. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ فَتَّرَ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَعِدْكَ رَكَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. If a person provides provision to a fasting person, when opening their fast, unke tamam gunahon ko maaf kar diya jayega, all their sins will be forgiven, and they will be given freedom, chutkara, from the hellfire, and they will be given the reward as the fasting person. So when you're preparing the sahri meal, when you're preparing the iftari meal, it's not only a chore, it's not only filling some stomachs, but rather it's an ibadat and worship, and Allah will give you the reward of the fasting person. Allah will make this a means of forgiveness for you. Allah will make this a means of mountains of reward for you. So for a moment, do not assume that it is time wasted, but rather it is being utilized in ibadat, in worship. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ أَصَّائِمُ حِينَ يَفْتِرُ. Teen shakhson ki dua'e kabhi rad nahi ki jati hai. That their dua is never rejected from amongst them is أَصَّائِمُ حِينَ يَفْتِرُ. Rozadar ki iftar ke waqt ki dua, the dua made at iftar. Again, we understand our sisters and mothers would be busy in preparing the iftari. However, they could spare the few moments at the end, having made all the preparations, to turn to Allah and to make the dua. If this is also not possible, then again we can multitask that we prepare the iftar, yet on our tongues is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because after all, it is a month of mending your relationship. Aapka ta'alluq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke saath, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we'll be moving on to the masail of fast. Sometimes it's a dry topic. You won't be receiving any much entertainment. However, these masail are important to know. So we ensure that our fasts are according to as stipulated in Sharia. Nevertheless, if there are any questions, people can extend the email to info@madrasawali.com. Hopefully the email address will be there on the banners. If not, info@madrasawali, MadrasaVali, 1L, no 2 L's. Many people make the mistake. So info@madrasawali.com. Now inshallah, afterwards we'll make a facility that throughout the week the people can extend their questions to a particular address or to a particular place, and thereafter they will be responded to in the last 15-20 minutes of these programs on Sunday. So if at any moment, any time, your question has not been answered and you have a query, then you may extend these questions to info@madrasawali.com, and we will try and facilitate the last few minutes to answer. It may not be possible this week, but inshallah more so going forward. Some of these slides are slightly technical, and I'll make them as simplistic as possible. So moving on to the purpose of fasting, we've discussed ke roze ka maqsad kya hai, what is the purpose of fasting, la'allakum tattaqun, you become God fearing. Not that alhamdulillah we have a spoon in our hand and we're preparing the food meal, we're cooking, we're boiling away, whilst we have the phone in the other hand. What has she done and what did she do? I will tell her. And this gossip and this backbiting and this slandering. You're fasting. So listen to the Quran. Listen to Islamic speeches. Set a target. How many khatams and completions of the Quran will you do? How many books of seerah will you study? This should be our goal, our purpose. We were a nation who received the wahi with the words ikra, read. Many a times we just listen to some speeches, attend here and there, and we assume you fulfill the responsibility. Nay, we were a nation of reading and writing. We have a legacy and tradition. So we should revive the culture in our homes, ke kitabo ka mutala ho, the ta'lim in the home, recitation of the Quran, a reading of a seerah book, reading of Beheshti Zewar, reading of Fazail Amal, reading of Riyadus Salihin, reading of Muntakhab Ahadith, reading of Hayatus Sahaba, reading of many other books of the Sahaba, of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the Tafasir, written by our reliable scholars. Mathalan Ma'ariful Quran of Mufti Shafi Sahab. The translation is available in Urdu. It's also accessible in English. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We can begin with a small journey. Agar koi aisi cheez ho, jo samajh mein nahi aati ho, if we cannot comprehend, then we extend the sawal to those fasalu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'lamun, ke ilm walo ko poocho agar aapke paas uska ilm na ho. So it's about nurturing the soul. What is fasting? You can see on the board, on the screen, hopefully, to abstain khane peene aur jima se rokna from subah sadiq se lekar, from the fajr beginning time until maghrib, until sunset, with the intention of fasting. Alhamdulillah, as for those who have joined our community groups, we'll be daily posting the Ramadan reflections, Ramadan rulings. Ramadan reflections will be words of inspiration throughout the month of Ramadan. And as for Ramadan rulings, there will be a ruling per day. So yesterday the ruling shared was that at the time of opening the iftar, read Bismillahi wa barakatillah. This is the general dua ke khane se pehle parne ki, of reciting before eating. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, wa barakatillah. Some people add Allah, but the hadith is Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Again, there's two. There's barakat, which is Urdu. There is baraka, ra with the fatha, with the zabar, that is Arabic. Bismillahi wa barakatillah. So we make dua to Allah. We say Bismillahi wa barakatillah. Then we start opening our fast with some fresh dates. Tar khajur, if not available. Dry khajur, dry dates, if not available, some sips of water. Then after opening the fast, we say, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. O Allah, in your name I had fasted, and upon the provisions given by you, I have broken and opened my fast. You can also read, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ Allah, that the thirst has gone, the throat has become moist, and the reward has been recorded, inshaAllah. Now today's ruling is about intention, that if in Ramadan you woke up slightly late, as long as you've not eaten anything, you can make the intention of fasting right until before midpoint. Midpoint of fast, which is to look at Subah Sadiq, Fajr beginning time, and look at Maghrib time, and find the time in between, as long as you make intention any time before that. So for example, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, as long as before 11 o'clock, the midpoint, then that is fine. So ask yourself, I woke up after Sahri time ended. I had not made the intention of fasting yet. Is it okay to make the intention now? As we've discussed, that it is okay in the month of Ramadan to make the intention afterwards, as long as you've not eaten anything, and before halfway fast. So 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock a.m. is fine. Also Nafal. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay hungry for days long. Bhuke rehte. He would sometimes come after Ishraq and ask, ke hai koi cheez khane ke liye? Is there anything for breakfast? If the response was no, then he would say, Ana sa'im, I am fasting. I have some extremely important exams during Ramadan. Do I need to fast? This question was relevant few years back when our students were writing their GCSE papers, A-level degree program, and long fast summer, and they were asking if they had to, because some people like to stay hydrated, eat well, be energized to perform well. However, do I need to fast? Yes. Now the question is, if a woman, agar koi aurat, hamila ho, if a woman is pregnant, is she required to fast? Now, pregnancy or breastfeeding in itself is not a reasoning to stay away from fasting. Rather, a woman will assess her own individual state. If she is able to fast and it has no impact on her health or the health of her child, then she must fast, whether she is nursing or she is pregnant. However, if by experience she knows, or she has been informed and advised by a reliable doctor and nurse to stay hydrated and to eat regularly, otherwise her health will be endangered, the health of her child will be endangered, then that is a permissible udhar, an excuse for her not to fast. Or baad mein qaza kar le, and she will compensate afterwards. So agar doodh pilane wali ya hamila aurat ko andesha ho ke roze rakhne ki wajah se wo halak ho jayegi ya wo bachcha halak ho jayega ya usko zaaf hoega, that she'll become extremely weak, to is surat mein ramzan mein roza iftar kar le, aur ha baad mein qaza kar legi. I have a flight to New Zealand at 11 a.m. Is it okay not to fast? Again, this is an important question. Many people are assuming that if they are a musafir or musafir, a traveler, ke aap safar par ho, to roza rakhne ki zarurat nahi hai. However, if you look at this question, I have a flight to New Zealand at 11 a.m. Is it okay not to fast? Now the issue is, that are you a traveler at the time of Subah Sadiq? If you happen to be a traveler at Subah Sadiq, at Fajr beginning time, then you are excused from fasting. Now you have an option ke agar roza rakhna ho, roza rakho. Agar roza nahi rakhna hai, to na rakho. However, yes, if you will be able to bear the hunger, even in your journey, then better is to fast. So for example, if you're going to London, you sit in a car 3-4 hours, you'll be there. You'll have to exert no effort, there'll be no tiredness. And upon there, you can go to sleep, you can rest well. To behtar yehi hai ki roza rakh lo. Ha, if you fear, you're traveling from here to another country, the hours of fasting will prolong, and you have luggage, and you have some difficulties, and you have some needs, and then you are not to fast, then that's more wise that you don't fast, you look after your health. Because otherwise, chalo aapne roza rakh liya, and you fasted, and you became hungry, and you became hungry, and you became tired, and afterwards your health will be affected, so that the next few days you'll never be able to fast. So it's better is, be wise, be calm, be moderate, take the rukhsa, the concession, and then fast normally afterwards. However, this is when you're a traveler at the time of Subah Sadiq. If, however, you're still a muqeem or muqeema, you're a resident at the time of Subah Sadiq, you're still in Blackburn, your flight's at 9 o'clock yet, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're not on a journey yet, to phir to roza rakhna zaruri hai. Now you must fast because you're not on a journey yet. You're intending to do so in the future. So although you are scheduled to flight or to travel and be a traveler afterwards, but at the time of Subah Sadiq, you're still in Blackburn, so you're obliged to fast at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. However, once you embark on your journey, safar shuru kar liya, phir bhi zaruri hai roza rakhna. But if you fear that you will risk your fast and you will endanger your health, then you are permitted to break the fast once you set off on the journey, and you will only have to compensate with one qadha replacement fast. There will no punishment afterwards. Who is allowed not to fast? Obviously, nabalig ho, 4 saal ka bachcha hai, bachchi hai, 5 saal ka, 6 saal ka, un par ye farziyat hi nahi hai, they are not obliged to fast at all. However, we may encourage them. As adults, we know there's no half a fast. We know there's no 3/4 of a fast. But ye ek himmat afzai, hosla afzai hai, is to inspire them, make them feel a part of Ramadan, and imitating the fasting people, they feel happiness and joy at the time of iftar. Unfortunately, in today's time, our children ascribe happiness and joy with everything other than Islam. And they ascribe with Islam dullness, grumpiness, harshness, which shouldn't be the case. So there must be some joy, a spiritual atmosphere, happiness within the home upon the arrival of Ramadan, upon the time of Sahri, upon the time of Iftar, a different buzz at the time of Eid, where our children appreciate and are proud of their identities of Islam and Muslims. Isi tarah agar koi majnoon ho, insane person is not required to fast at all. But the following individuals are required to fast, but may postpone their fast to a later date. As we said, pregnancy, breastfeeding, if they fear upon themselves or the health of their child. Illness, old age. If a person is suffering from a chronic terminal illness or have reached the age of 90-100, they are on constant medication, they'll never be able to fast. Theek hai, roza na rakhe, baad mein fidya de de. Fidya is equivalent to sadaqatul fitr, which will be discussed. Traveling, we discuss also. If you're able to travel and fast, subhanallah, nurun ala nur, behtar hai. But if you're not able to, wabi theek hai, Sharia has allowed. However, the woman who is on haid or nifas is prohibited to fast and imitate a fasting person. Yes, If she was in a state of purity at the time of Subah Sadiq, she will have made intention, Ke Allah, main roza rakh rahi hoon. So now she is fasting 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Suddenly she now experiences haid. Uska roza hua? Nahi, uska roza nahi hua. Uska roza toot gaya. Ab wo khayegi. Now she will eat. She will not imitate a fasting person because it is haram and forbidden upon her to fast or imitate a fasting person. But it's obvious. She will not eat in public. She will not eat before others to draw unnecessary misunderstanding and accusation. But rather, she will eat privately. The other way. Subah Sadiq ke waqt, wo haiza thi, wo nifas par thi, khun beh raha tha. So she didn't intend to fast if she was in the state of menses at 5, 6 o'clock at Subah Sadiq. But however, she gains the state of purity at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at Zuhr. Now, it is wajib and necessary on her to abstain from food right until sunset, although it is not a valid fast for her. Why will she abstain? Now she will imitate the fasting people because she is not in the state of impurity. Now, because of time, I won't go through the next slide. I don't think I can do this anymore. Why are there moon wars every single year? Who do we follow, local or global? Why can't everyone be the one? Again, these differences have existed since a number of years, will continue to do so. You follow whomsoever you have full faith and conviction and belief in. Bas. Now, there is a difference of opinion. Some people try and cite the moon locally. Some people say, well, as long as it's cited anywhere in the world, it could be used as a valid citing. Both opinions were held by great scholars. So we can have difference of opinion. So there can be ikhtilaf, but there mustn't be any khilaf, which is we can have difference of opinion. Some of these difference of opinions existed for hundreds of years. Now, there's no bright and smart bulb that will enlighten and remove any darkness, and everyone happens to follow one. So there will be difference of opinions, but there shouldn't be a disunity of the hearts. Our hearts can still remain united, and there can be compassion, love for each other, although holding different opinions of different things. End of. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Sumu li ru'yatihi," whole Ramadan, whole Eid, upon sighting the crescent. So therefore, we'll make an effort to sight the moon. The next slide is slightly technical. However, if the sky is clear, it requires a jam'i ghafir, a large group, large enough that a strong assumption is achieved, that they are all speaking the truth to have given testimony. Agar koi gubar alud nahi hai, if there are no clouds and dust in the sky, then it requires a large group to give testimony that they've sighted the moon, then Ramadan will be declared. However, agar gubar alud ho, if there is dust, if there are clouds in the sky, like many a times in this country, then even one person's, one reliable person's testimony will be accepted to commence the month of Ramadan. Now, the next slide is the most important. And I do believe that if you grasp this slide, then many slides afterwards will be easy and we won't even be able, have a need to go through all the slides. What breaks the fast? So these are all pointers. These are all conditions, sharait. Agar ye sare sharait paaye gaye, if all these conditions are found, then the fast breaks. If anyone isn't found, then the fast does not break. Number one, visibility. Ke uska koi jism ho, wo nazar mein aaye, we are able to see. Let me give you an example. You have some ether, you have some fragrance in a bottle. And if you were to apply it to the hand, and if you were to sniff and smell it, and it has a beautiful fragrance, however, have you seen anything visibly rising and being inhaled? No. So therefore, the fast will not break, although you can smell it and although you can taste it, let's say, in your throat. Similar is, ke agar ne koi, agar kisi ne koi wicks lagai, you applied some wicks to your wrist, it has a strong smell, doesn't it? Now you can taste it in your throat. You can smell it in your nose. But have you seen anything physical, visible, rising and entering the nose and the mouth? No. So, usse roza nahi tutega. Agarche, uska maza aap chak rahe ho. Although you can experience the taste in your throat. Because nothing visible has entered the throat. Now, if you were to take the examples of perfumes and deodorants, we have to be extremely careful. If you were to apply fragrance, air freshener, bakhur, and if that was not visible, and if the vapor and the gas was not inhaled through the nose, then it won't break the fast. But if it has a physical, visible presence, it rises, and a person inhales the vapor, the gas, the visible gas, then it will break the fast. Next is independent stay. Scholars previously gave the example that if there is a stone and if you were to tie it to a rope and if you were to enter it in your mouth and drop it down the throat and then to take it out, it won't break the fast because it doesn't have an independent stay. So again, in today's time, with the advancement of technology, there is different types of treatment and scanning processes such as endoscopy, where they may allow a device, a camera, to put down the throat. Will this break the fast in itself? No, because it doesn't have terao, an independent stay, but rather it's entered and then taken out. However, if it were to have some gel, ointment, cream, some liquid applied to it and then entered into the mouth and throat, because of the liquid, us tariqi wajah se, it will then break the fast. Now the next point, not forgetfully, is extremely important. Why? You see many Islamic posters and Islamic sayings forwarded. And alhamdulillah, sometimes inspiration, sometimes mas'ala, sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it may not be. So we have to be extremely careful before forwarding or updating our statuses that is this accurate or not. Especially in the month of Ramadan, everyone likes to forward anything and everything. Everyone wants to update their statuses and then regularly checking who's seen my status. Now, it's important that we update and display and forward and share accurate teachings. Now, many apostles will say that accident will not break the fast. That is inaccurate. Accident breaks the fast, but forgetfulness does not break the fast. What does it mean? Imagine I'm making wudu. Main wudu kar raha hun. And whilst making wudu, I'm fully aware, I'm fully conscious that I am fasting. Maine haath dhoye, phir maine paani apne muh mein dala, I entered the water into my mouth. I began to goggle. And by accident, by mistake, galati ho gayi, a droplet of the water goes down the throat. Now, does that break my fast? Haan, roza toot jayega. That will break the fast. Why? Whilst become fully aware and conscious that I am fasting, something from outside entered the mouth and down the throat. Obviously, you may argue, ke jaan bujh ke nahi kiya, I never did so intentionally. Yes, therefore there will not be a penalty of 60 continuous days of fasting or kafara or anything. But because you've consumed something, the fast will break. Roza toot jayega aur ek qaza lazim hoegi, and you will have to keep one replacement fast. So eating or inhaling or taking something accidentally, mistakenly, will break the fast. But not forgetfulness. Let me give you an example of forgetfulness now. Bhul se, that you woke up in the morning, you had forgotten it's the month of Ramadan, you had forgotten you're even fasting, and you opened the fridge, you took some milk out, you emptied some cereal, you began to eat, you found some eggs, you found some toast, you began to eat, you began to consume some juice, and alhamdulillah, you stave your hunger, you remove the thirst, you're fully content. Oh, now you realize, it's Ramadan, I should be fasting. In fact, I made an intention, I even woke up for Sahri. Now does your fast break? No. Because this eating was out of forgetfulness. But it is important that once you become aware and conscious that you're fasting, you stop to eat. If you continue to eat or drink, then the fast will obviously break. The other condition is, it reaches the lungs or stomach or intestines. Agar koi cheez muh mein rakhi, if you were to put something in the mouth, but it doesn't enter the throat, then it will not break the fast. So many people ask about dentist appointment. That is it okay to book an appointment at the dentist? Now look, obviously ideal is choose and opt for a time outside of Ramadan. However, some people may argue, well, we've been looking for this appointment for weeks and months, and I have a toothache, and the pain is unbearable. I need to attend any later time after iftari is not possible, before sahri is too early, so I will need to go. Then we will say to them this, that if it is ensured and guaranteed and promised that nothing enters the throat, then it won't break the fast. It will be just like entering some mouth whilst doing wudu and then spitting the water out. However, even if a little bit enters the throat and reaches the lungs or the stomach, it will invalidate the fast. It will break the fast. Some people ask about applying some cream on the lips. Will it break the fast? Or at the outer layer of the mouth. Now, if it is guaranteed and assured that it won't be swallowed, it won't break the fast. But if it does mix with the saliva, remember, swallowing your own saliva and mucus will not break the fast. Swallowing your own mucus and saliva will not break the fast. But if now some of the particles of the cream, of the lipstick, of the medication, whatever it may be, mixes with the saliva, and if you were now to swallow it, it will break the fast. The next bullet point is, it enters the body through the mouth, nose, peeche ke raaste se, or deep stomach injury. Now this point is extremely important. If anything enters the body via any other pathway, it will not break the fast. So the question is about dental injection and fillings. Now again, this will not break the fast as long as it's directly into the gums, into the skin, into the tooth, it won't break the fast. Same with the filling. However, if anything did go down the throat and reaches the lungs or the stomach, then it will break the fast. So applying the injection to the gums, to the skin, to the tooth in itself will not break the fast. So that also answers the question of regular injections. If you were to apply an injection to the arm, or any other part of the body, and yes, medication has entered into the bloodstream, still the fast will not break. Why? Because of this point in green, that as long as nothing enters the body through the mouth, the nose, the backside, and a deep abdominal injury. Now, deep abdominal injury is only sometimes if someone has an accident, it exposes their stomach, and if something is injected directly. But 99% of the time, we don't need to worry. Even if someone applies a medicine into their stomach, it will not be directly into the stomach. It will be to the layer of fat into the stomach, and from there, it goes into the bloodstream. So therefore, it won't break the fast. So something will only break the fast if it enters via the mouth, via the nose, and via the backside, and reaches either the lungs, stomach, or intestines. That should also answer the question of eye drops. Am I allowed to apply a contact lenses solution? Am I allowed to apply eye drops in the state of fasting? Yes, and it will not break the fast. Why? Our checklist. Has it entered the body via the nose? No. Via the mouth? No. Via the backside? No. So it has not entered the body through these avenues and it doesn't reach the stomach. So therefore, it will not break the fast. Similar is the example of eardrops. Kano mein agar koi dawa lagai jaye. As long as there is no deep injury in the ear. If there's no injury in the ear, then entering water, oil, medicine into the can, into the ear, will not break the fast. Why? It hasn't entered via the nose, via the mouth, via the backside, and has not reached the stomach. Now, there's an interesting point here. If you were to study and read the books, or you may have heard some masla masail a number of years back, کہ اگر کوئی دوا یا کوئی تیل کانوں میں لگائی جائے اندر داخل کر دیا جائے if something is entered into the ear, medicine or oil, it will break the fast. So for example, that was because of the understanding of the human anatomy, human body, that they assume that there is a direct pathway between the kaan and the pet, between the ears and the stomach. So there was an assumption, khyal, guman, understanding of the human body, that if you enter something into the ear, it directly reaches the stomach. However, science has developed. Our understanding of the human body has developed. Now we understand that if anything was entered into the ear, there is no direct pathway and anything does not reach the stomach. Therefore, the mas'ala is that it should not break the fast. Next is deliberately, if normally, unavoidable. Now, if a person was to deliberately inhale smoke, steam, then it will break the fast. So we have to be conscious. So for example, whilst cooking, boiling, preparing food, or ironing, now there may be steam that rises. We shouldn't deliberately inhale. If a person does not deliberately inhale, it won't break the fast. But if a person deliberately inhaled and sniffed the steam and the vapor, then it will break the fast. So we must be very careful when applying even air fresheners, bakhur in our homes. Apply it and then run away, move away. Ensuring no physical visible particles are inhaled, deliberately or not. However, if a person was to deliberately inhale, it will break the fast. And then the remaining points. Now, as long as you've understood this, inshallah, now you should be able to answer all the questions because this is what breaks the fast. Now, the opposite is what does not break the fast. But these are some quick-fire questions. Can I take an injection whilst fasting? Huh? As we've said, as long as nothing enters the body through the muh, naak, or piche ke raste se, as long as nothing enters the body through the mouth, nose, and the backside, and it doesn't reach the stomach or the lungs. So injection is applied to the tooth, to the gums, to the skin, it won't break the fast. It's really hot at my work and it's quite physical. Can I take an asthma pump whilst fasting? Asthma pump, according to the correct answer, will invalidate the fast. Again, many a people will surf the internet, will find difference of answers. Do not be fooled. Do not look for any answers online. Yes, it's a provision for some people. However, it's not the correct and the avenue that we must go to when seeking maslah masail. Because many a times, those masail are not even based on the school of thought that we may follow. So take your maslah masail from the scholars whom you have faith in, your local scholars, or you know they follow the same school of thought. As we've said as well, if there are some important questions, people for now can extend them at info@madrasawali.com. And then inshallah, we should have in the near future a specific address to forward your queries to. And then in these sessions at the end, we will try and shed some light. Bi-ithnillah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will say, Allahu alam, Allah knows best. So according to our understanding, asthma pump will break the fast. However, it's obvious, if a person is suffering, if a person is in pain and is dependent and reliant on asthma pump, we will say to them, apply the asthma pump, take the asthma pump, and then keep a qadha replacement fast afterwards. Is the nursing or pregnant woman required to fast? We've discussed that in somewhat detail. Is endoscopy okay during fasting? As we've said, the device itself will not break. Again, some masail obviously entail bashfulness, modesty. They can't be addressed from the mimbar in a male crowd. However, I will discuss this here since it's a only female crowd. And if not now, these questions arise and they will not know. So we've discussed when something is entered through the nose, through the mouth, through the backside. Ek aur sawal hai ke agar aage ke raaste se, sharamgah se, from the front, if anything is entered, so for example, for scan purposes or for whatever, will it break the fast? It will not break the fast. So if something is entered from the front part, now whether it has some oil or cream or gel applied to it or not, it will not break the fast. The only three pathways that if something is applied to and it reaches the stomach, it will break the fast is the nose, the mouth, and the backside. Anything and everything else, you do not need to worry. Now, alhamdulillah, we've discussed the next few slides as well. And the next issue is about flights. Alhamdulillah, many people may be scheduled to fly throughout the month of Ramadan. Some people will be going for Umrah. If you do so, then remember me, remember the masjid, the madrasa, a local community, and all the Muslims around the world in your du'as. Jazakumullahu khairan. So alhamdulillah, you may be traveling and you may be on the flight and you may have chosen to fast, or even if you're not fasting for salah times. Now, you will base your salah or your fast on the time zone of the area, not from where you flew or not your destination, rather the area you are currently passing through. That it is the Dhuhr time there, Asr time. Use the flight magazine, use the screen. Ask the stewards, download suitable apps. So do the homework before. It may well be that you did sahri whilst here, and then you will have to fast, and then you reach where your destination is at 3, 4 p.m. and wait until iftari, and you will make iftari there. However, if you're traveling, and as you're passing by a country, the sunset occurs, then you will break the fast there. You will not look at the country where you're traveling from. You will not look at any other but where you are in the given moment. Similar is the case when beginning a fast. You will begin the fast as according to the area you are currently passing through. If it happens to be Subah Sadiq, but your beginning time there, you will ensure you begin your fast at that given time. We'll go through some of these fasts. Now these slides are not so important because alhamdulillah, if we've been listening throughout the last few slides, you will be able to earn a grade A star in these examples. What doesn't break the fast? Forgetfulness, your own mucus, vomiting. We've not discussed vomiting. However, if vomiting is overpowering, or if a person was to voluntarily, deliberately vomit, but it's less than a mouthful, it will not break the fast. However, if a person were to vomit and deliberately swallow the vomit and it is mouthful, only then the fast will break. So if you were to deliberately vomit and then swallow it and it's mouthful, it will break the fast. Any other case, it won't break the fast. And I'm assuming 90% of the time, it won't be the case. So upon vomiting, you do not need to worry. Vaccination does not, eye drops does not, cupping, blood tests, drawing out blood will not break the fast. Miswak will not break the fast. Smoke entering without your action. Now, this is some activity which category do the following actions fall under, which we won't go through. However, if a person is unable to fast, they must do a qadha, a replacement fast afterwards. What if they were never been able to fast? Why? Because of their old age, or because on constant medication, or because they passed away. Ab wo fidya de de. Now, because they're no longer amongst us, they're dead, or they're very old, they'll never be able to fast, they will give fidya. Now, what is fidya? What is the rate of fidya? That will be discussed next Sunday. So, this Sunday was scheduled for the masail of Ramadan, but in particular fasting. Inshallah, in our next session, next Sunday, we will discuss the masail of zakat, sadaqatul fitr, and fidya, and the week 3 and week 4 will be open-ended discussions. Now, some of the dislikes and the preferable acts whilst fasting. As a principle, anything that risks your fast, that causes you to become tired, causes you to risk to invalidate the fast, will be makruh. Many people ask about toothpaste, toothbrush, that am I allowed to apply some toothpaste, toothbrush? If someone may argue, well, I need to wake up early and I have a really bad smelling breath and then I have to speak and converse with my colleagues, am I frightened and scare them away? So can I apply some toothpaste and toothbrush? Now we'll say to them, do your research, and there's many other ways of how to remove the bad smell from the mouth. Or if anything, you can apply miswak, but do not use toothpaste. Why? Because, as we've said before, if you were to use toothpaste, and even if a bit was to mix with the saliva and enter the throat, it will break the fast. So why should you risk your fast by such a small, meager, insignificant act? So therefore, don't risk of applying any toothpaste, although it may well be only to the teeth, because we have no control afterwards. Because our mouths produce the saliva, it may well be that it mixes with a tiny particle and some of it enters the throat, sometimes unknowingly. Chewing or tasting unnecessarily. In fact, the kitabs also have that if a person was preparing some food and they're unaware of how it tastes and whether it's harmful or dangerous for the child, then if they were to take some on their fingertip and apply it to the tip of their mouth just to taste it, that it's appropriate for the baby, then it would be fine as long as nothing goes down. However, that's not the case now. We have the formula, we have prepared meals for the babies, so therefore we wouldn't need to literally taste the food for any reason. Miswak is fine. Now, how should we break our fast? Ideally, break it with fresh dates. If fresh dates are not available, dried dates. If dried dates are not available, with few sips of water. And some of the other points, alhamdulillah, we've discussed about suhoor and iftar. And inshallah, we'll keep it until here. In our next session on Sunday, we'll go through the masail briefly about taraweeh, and then sadaqatul fitr, and then zakat. And in the meantime, during the week, if some people have some questions, they are free to extend those questions, and inshallah we'll try and answer them in the last 20 minutes or so in our last week's session. We'll make brief dua and then we'll conclude this gathering. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, we are drowning in the oceans of sins. Oh Allah, we have committed the sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins committed from the eye, from the ears, from the tongues. Oh Allah, purify our hearts. Create love and muhabba amongst us. Oh Allah, create unity for each other. Oh Allah, bestow your mercy on this locality and community. May Allah protect the masjid and the madrasa and the people thereof from the evil eye. O Allah, rain down the mercy of maghfirah upon the masjid and the madrasa and the people of the community. O Allah, take the work of deen from here. O Allah, make our masjids like the masjids of Madina Tayyiba. O Allah, make our madrasas like the madrasas of Madina Tayyiba. Make our homes, every home in this community and locality, like the homes of the Sahaba. O Allah, there are many a people amongst us who will have desires and wishes. O Allah, grant acceptance to all their permissible desires and wishes. O Allah, from amongst us and those who are related to us, there'll be those who are suffering from illnesses and diseases. O Allah, give them complete and swift shifa. Shifa kamila ajila mustamirra daima. O Allah, from amongst us are those whose family members have passed away. O Allah, envelope them in your mercy. Envelope them in your forgiveness. O Allah, grant acceptance to our gathering. Grant acceptance to us. Make this month of Ramadan, make our acts of worship a means of closeness to you, a means of closeness to the Quran, a means of closeness to your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we ask for all the goodness that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. We seek for all the protection of the evil that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from. Rabbana takabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.